B-Pod Studios.
There is no reason in the world for anyone to ever be in my workspace. None.
Your workspace is the first one people encounter when they walk in the door.
As soon as you walk in the door, it's the first microphone, first computer, first everything you walk up to.
And that's how I designed it.
But they shouldn't be anywhere near there.
No.
What the hell?
They can look.
Yeah.
But don't touch. Don't see what it's like to sit in my chair. You know, occasionally I'll do that for a sick kid, but...
A sick kid.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a, and don't think that it just goes to his equipment, the computer and all that stuff and the microphone. It also, that rule also applies to the waste paper basket that's closest to him.
Right. That's his
basket. That's not where you throw old newspapers.
Well, somebody's been doing that. Somebody has.
It's not where you throw
Somebody has. And unfortunately, somebody pays the price when they do that.
Because he will
go. I should have a fresh waste paper basket every day.
Effing please.
Yeah, because that's his vomit bucket, isn't it?
Yeah, yep.
That's more than the vomit bucket. Snot bucket, vomit bucket.
Any bodily fluids that I feel the need to expel the program, right. That's what this is for.
And the sad thing about it is that you'll see the cleaning guy go in there up to his elbows picking it out.
Right.
You know, I feel bad for him. But you know what? If I don't produce waste, he's out of a job. And he's got a family to feed. So you look at it your way. I look at it mine. You right. Go around cleaning up after yourself.
Yeah.
You're trying to put him out of work. What are you?
I never thought of it that way.
You hate him. You hate his kids. You hate his grandkids. It's a family business. And I would hope that's not your intention.
See, Stan thought he was doing a good thing.
Well, it's because of his character flaws that he does this.
Oh, my God. You right just in this first break are a waterfall of character flaws.
What are you talking about?
How do you figure? Well, waterfalls are nice.
You try to cut into a new nerve of mine.
You think about all the people they go to Niagara Falls. Oh, look at that.
Right.
I want to go over those falls in a barrel. Boy, I think I'll get married.
For Christ's sake.
Waterfalls inspire people, Stan. You know how much money people spend building a waterfall to go into their pool?
Yeah.
That's big business. Ask
any
pool builder.
I'm not talking about it. It can be anything.
How about harnessing that waterfall for hydroelectric
power?
That's
true. It provides the water that we drink, power.
My head. It's been too... Why today of all days?
Well, why are you picking on my waterfall?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you said plural. Waterfall. So there's probably like three of them. Like Niagara, which is really separate falls.
Is a statue right. of a cherub with water coming out of its mouth.
What is that?
What is a cherub?
It's like a sprite.
You mean a cherub?
Yeah, cherub, sprite.
Say that word again.
Cherub. That's what it is, a cherub.
What sound?
Not a cherub.
What sound does a cherub make?
I don't know. It's one of them fat things that are always posing. Yeah. And water coming out of its mouth.
Or somewhere else.
Or somewhere else.
So I am a waterfall of bad habits? Is that what you
character flaws.
I am a waterfall of character flaws.
Yes.
Phone's ringing already?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine now.
You're fine now?
I will not be in the same room with you
until
I get an apology.
How about until I get an apology?
Excuse me, sir, but I don't owe you an apology.
You know what? I am not in the room.
You know, I let this go all day yesterday, and I was steaming. Because I'm a professional, I got through it.
But
I will tell you this.
You mean a baby.
I will tell you this. If I said that Stan is nothing but a waterfall of bad habits...
It was character flaws.
Yeah, it's character.
Whatever.
Get it right.
Well, let me tell you what I'm dealing with here with you. I could say that you are nothing but a grotto of greed.
Well, I couldn't fight you on that.
A river of lies.
A pool of pettiness.
Exactly.
That's good. That's why, for today...
An ocean of obtusity.
You're there, and I'm here. I don't want to be in the same room with you.
We can't be in the same room together.
No.
The Beasley Company has too much invested into the show. I tried to walk. They wouldn't let me.
Right. I never thought I would get to this level with you.
I never thought it would get to this level with you.
How me?
Let's refresh people's memory in case I didn't hear it from yesterday.
What? You are a waterfall of character flaws.
That's what started the whole thing.
And that is not what I expect from a partner that I have worked with since 1987, and I have overlooked a lot.
You don't think I've overlooked something?
Oh, evidently you have with my waterfall of character flaws.
Well, hey, the truth hurts.
Well, let me tell you, I have been on the phone all morning. Mm-hmm. And I have talked to human resources.
Good.
I have consulted various attorneys with varying specialties.
That's good.
And Beasley right now doesn't know whether to or wind their watch because they said that they can't force me to be in a hostile work environment. But under the contract, I am required to do the show. So I am doing today's show nude from bed.
That's just great. You know what? I had a conversation with him, and kind of the exact opposite. Said, Stan, just go in, do your job, and if you can get a hold of Haney and he apologizes to you, that'll smooth things over with you. I said, yeah. And then he said to me.
That must have been before I spoke to him.
What are you talking about? I just talked to him a few minutes ago.
Well, evidently, he's playing both sides of the fence.
He came in and he said, Stan, I'm sorry, Haney is being his typical moody self and says that he's not coming in today. I said, good.
Oh, that's odd.
I said, good, because I don't want him back in the building until I get an I'm sorry, Stan.
No, that's very odd because I got a much different story.
And I already got the forms for human resources. I don't have to talk to
anybody. Oh, well, then you're going to have to fill out the incident report, then. I know that much.
I got the forms.
You have the forms for the incident report where you'll have to admit to what you've done?
No, what you've done.
I've got it on tape.
That's just a clip taken out of context. You are a waterfall of character flaws. What do you think prompted me to say that?
And you know what it is? It's not so much the words, because Lord knows I've become immune to that. It's the tone. Listen to that tone.
You are a waterfall of character flaws.
That is a man on the verge of losing his effing mind.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And who do you think caused it?
And then Stan accused you of being sensitive.
Boy, get the most sensitive. Yeah, and so that, lo and behold, won't be in the same room.
I don't know. I think Haney's got some legal legs here with that the hostile
apology.
Work environment thing.
I want an apology.
Because that sounds like a real thing that people have to deal with, hostile work environment.
Let me tell you something.
You all right?
Oh, let me tell you something. The corporation, they're quaking in their boots.
You don't think
because
I
they know I have a case, and they're liable for your vile behavior.
Yeah, I guess they would be liable for my vile behavior since they created this. And you sit there with your arms folded, smirk on your face, saying, go right ahead. Oh, I don't want you in this room.
Well, I don't want to be in that room.
Good. You're going to get a phone call shortly that's going to require you to be here. Or so help me, I'll require that you get written up.
You're the one being written up.
No, I'm not. I haven't had anything written up on me. The only thing I got...
Yet.
Not that you're aware of.
The only thing I got from them is how can we make it better?
Being done in Naples.
How can we make it better for you, Stan? That's what they tell me. I'm hearing something totally different from you.
Well, that's not surprising because they've realized that the pressure that they have put on us, they may have finally come so close that they're about to kill the golden goose. But
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, me neither. You can just sit there on your mountain on high.
No, I'm not on a mountain. I'm on a king leisure bed, nude.
That's a visual I don't need.
And I don't need to see that or picture that.
I am just as God made me, sir.
So what are you going to do?
I highly recommend the King Leisure.
Uh-huh. So what are you going to do then? You're just going to lie around there all day?
Yes.
I'll tell you one thing.
I've been told that's my right as an aggrieved employee.
Are you smoking in bed?
Of course he is.
Yep.
Nude.
Nude smoking.
Yep.
Don't you get like
I got
like
my old Stadium Pal on.
How about apologizing and then I'll let you in?
No.
I'm going to go and address that as soon as I go into the commercial break.
Stan, can I ask you something?
What?
What does he need to apologize for? You're the one that...
No, the way he's treated me. What do you think prompts me something like that?
You prompted his attitude.
Do we have a clip?
You are a waterfall of character flaws.
Well, I'll make a deal with you. You want to make a deal?
I'm not making any deals with you, and you're not making any deals with me. This is between you and the company and what you have to do to prevent a lawsuit.
It ain't between me and the company. Look, I can be the bigger man.
The company has made it clear to me that they are willing to settle with me.
I never knew you to go.
You would be on your own for the larger suit.
I never knew you to go be the type of person that would go whining to the company. I figured you'd be somebody that would settle it on your own and not involve them.
You know what? That was before yesterday when I heard this.
You are a waterfall of character flaws. Look, I'll be the bigger man here and say...
Well, you are the bigger man. Even though I eat more than you are the bigger man.
I'm not saying physically. I say that we apologize together.
I have nothing to apologize for.
Yes, you do. And you know what? You might have to give me a double apology for the way you're acting today.
That
goes back 20 some odd years, you would go to the company.
I want
and
you
whine.
To listen to me and listen to me good.
Don't you threaten me!
You listen to me and you listen to me good. I have no idea how long we're going to have to keep this gag up for, so shut up.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Hate it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early. Too damn long, back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it, stand and hate it, stand and hate it, all afternoon.
two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. I'm so glad I found that tape and we got to the bottom of that. It was you that started that whole thing.
I most certainly did not.
My flaws. And then I replied, you're a waterfall of character flaws. And suddenly I'm the one that started it. I found the proof.
Yeah, well.
Case closed.
No, case closed. We can't go and replay it now.
Why can't I?
Because
it happens at the very beginning when you go.
Okay,
and
if you want to embarrass yourself again.
How am I embarrassing myself?
When I used the term character flaws, I used it in the term like we all have them. We understand that. Everybody has character flaws. But that was what was the intent was. And you, of course, immediately go into attack mode.
That is not true. You are in attack mode. This all started as it has been for 28 years. It's been if somebody gets around your stuff, your waste paper basket, somebody moves your chair a different way.
Ask for much, man.
Your spot is the first thing people go to in the studio.
Why
you know
is
what?
That?
I'm sad.
Why was it set up that way?
That's something you.
Why can't
set it
I
up?
Have like
you
a?
You wanted it that what? Way.
No, I most certainly did not. I did
you
not design this studio.
You just said it in the tape that that's the way you.
You know
wanted
who designed
it.
This studio?
Yes,
somebody.
I do.
Somebody I don't think ever used it.
I know who designed the studio.
I know. I do too. Did they even work in here?
No.
It was to their specifications.
Yes.
We never got to say a
word.
But
they're not on-air people that designed it. But you wanted everything right there, and that was the whole start of it. And I can't believe, like 9 years later, 10 years later, I'm having this discussion.
Well, I can understand why you want to distract and shift blame, because you know, we all had a great laugh on Monday when you talked about the fact that you were exposed to the Wuhan super virus.
Both Haney and I have the bug.
Yeah, yeah, it was really amusing then until we start to present.
I don't know that that's that. Everybody else in this building has got something going on, and they probably... We
has
probably
everybody
that.
Else been exposed to someone from Wuhan, China.
See how you go in.
I understand
stuff?
You're going to say, "Well, it wasn't Wuhan.
It
was Hubei.
It was the other."
It's locked down as well, but it wasn't Wuhan. It's the other one that's locked down.
And he had a clammy handshake, and then he started to touch me. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Oh my God!
I do. I think I got a low grade fever.
I know I do.
Yeah, you look flushed.
Thank you. What?
You don't know for a fact that I caught anything from him and that we didn't catch something from someone. Maybe I caught this from you.
How?
Maybe.
I don't leave my house.
You're in this building, aren't you?
Now, I'm telling you, that doesn't mean things don't happen to me. I try to avoid everything, but it finds me.
Something's at your detriment.
You're not kidding. We can't go into details, but with God as my witness.
What? Okay. I'll verify or not verify.
No, I want you to think about the things that happened over the past calendar year to someone who is literally minding their own business. I don't seek anything out. It finds me.
I know that. This was 2019 was an odd year. It was an odd year for a lot of things, but it was an odd year.
So would you back my statement up that
about
for
what?
Somebody who's minding their own business...
I mind my own business and trouble finds me?
Well, yeah, but you get out a lot more than I do.
Yes.
I just go... I could, like, be on probation and be fine. Home to work. They could put an ankle tag on me, I'd be fine.
How healthy is that?
I thought it would be healthier, but it hasn't helped because the crazy finds me. The crazy will go many miles to come after me.
So because the crazy finds you, it's Stan that gave you the coronavirus. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
I gave you the coronavirus.
Stan, I know you're being defensive right now.
I'm not being defensive. I'm being factual.
If I am too.
Oh, bull crap.
If I am hospitalized and they verify.
I'll take you to the hospital right now.
And they
you should have been hospitalized a couple of years ago.
No, you're not kidding. And they verify.
Oh.
Yes, Haney has the Wuhan flu.
Yeah.
Where did he get it from?
Well, then I'd openly admit, say, me.
Okay.
I'd admit that. But you won't go to a doctor to go and have him say you got the Wuhan.
That's what you're counting on, isn't it?
I'd like you to see you do that and let him diagnose you as that. And then instead of saying that, what I suspect they'll say, get out, get some exercise, eat right, and start living.
Is that what they're saying to flu victims?
You're not a flu victim. For Christ's sake, you're not a flu victim.
You just said we both were.
We could be.
It's different when it's you, isn't it? Because now that you would be the flu victim, you will point at that friend of yours and go, that guy was in China and
he
infected me.
He was.
That son of a bitch gave me the Wuhan flu.
I told him he should have worn a mask. What's the temperature in here? It's like 99 degrees in here.
No, it's under 70, pal.
Okay.
It's very cool in here. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
When you got the Wuhan.
Yeah, and you dig up old wounds.
Pardon?
I wanted to go, and I found that to prove a point. You started it.
I did not.
Not me. You started it.
No. I mentioned character flaws in a way that meant all have them.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
We all have them. No,
yeah.
You went and referred to my character flaws.
Using you as an example.
Using me, and I used you as a waterfall of character flaws.
No, you referred to me personally as a waterfall of character flaws.
Yes, I did, and you referred to me.
I was more about the condition of man that even my friend Stan here has character flaws.
Where did you hear that?
I don't know.
Where did you hear that?
I got the Wuhan flu. My mind is not my own.
Yep. Then why aren't you around wearing a mask?
You got a mask?
We used to have them. We used to have the masks.
I used to have a bunch of them because the woman that I used to live with, she went, instead of having a litter box, she went and bought a, like a toddler wading pool and filled it up with litter.
That is so
and
sick.
Then once a year, she'd put on a surgical mask.
Stop even
and
talking
clean it,
like that.
If you're lucky.
We'll be back. Jeez, I'm sweating.
What? Anything not true?
96 K-Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Yep.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, somebody from the Absolute Law text line texting into us. Guys, thank you so much for finding that tape. I've been waiting years to hear the waterfall of character flaws reason.
And now you know.
Yeah,
it was all Stan.
Haney's fault.
Nothing's changed.
Our celebrity photo of the day was from, a matter of fact, just over a year, or just right around a year ago, Jesse James Dupree of Jackal in the studio.
Oh, yeah, and he gave us some whiskey.
Yeah, he did. We're holding it right there as he's strangling you.
And you know what? On New Year's Eve, I only had two things to drink, and I didn't have a lot of either one of them. One of them was the champagne from your wedding.
Yeah.
And I intended to drink the whole bottle, but there were other people around, and they felt entitled to a glass, so I only got one.
Right.
And so then the other thing I had when the champagne was gone is I had myself just a couple of shots of Jesse James whiskey.
Yep. It was good stuff.
And everything was great.
He's a good guy. Long history with K-Rock.
Oh, my God.
Going way back to the early 90s when the Mayor of Fort Myers band concerts, rock concerts. Because of Jesse James Dupree.
They banned rock concerts, but they had Wu-Tang play the National Guard Armory.
No problem there. It was rock concerts. But then there was a detente and then a meeting between the mayor at the
time. I remember
and Jesse
it got Dupree. Ugly that Jesse James was going to move to Fort Myers just to run for mayor.
Yeah. On the show today,
We got Stan's local beat. We've got a chance for you to win. We've got some. Rob came to me before the show and he said,
Stan, hat in hand?
Yeah. He said, yes, a hat in hand. And he said, you know what?
He didn't call you Big Stan?
He did.
Oh, okay.
He said, I don't deserve this. You and Haney should have my prizes today as well. And so we got a bunch of prizes to give away on the show, and we'll do so in about an hour.
And you know what? There's something to be said for a man that knows his place.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if he'd figured that out in Cleveland.
Yep.
You know, after working with this guy, how long has it been now?
About 6-7 months.
He had such a bad rap. It's like everybody hated this guy.
And I don't see it.
And Zito kept going, look, I know that he's got this...
Track record.
Yeah. He said, I need you to trust me on this. And he's been fine.
He's been perfect.
Oh, there will be a turn. There always is.
What, do you even know what you did to have everybody turn? I mean, everybody you worked for turned on you hard.
I don't know about Cleveland. I know what I did up in Tampa, but I don't know what I did in Cleveland.
Did they like you in Cleveland?
When I was there, they did.
They talked crap about him after he left.
They did not like that I left.
They were sad that you left and talked crap about you?
I talked crap about them when I left. Oh. The city is a tough place to live. You try living there for 5 years.
I loved to live in Cleveland.
Awful. And that was what I said. The people are wonderful. The city is just, it's terrible.
I don't even know so much about the people. Cleveland.
I've known a lot of people from Cleveland that are good people.
They will give you the shirt off their back. Yeah. The Midwest is so sweet. They're the sweetest people
ever. I don't know. I've never lived in the Midwest. I've only been robbed in the Midwest.
It's like Cleveland. It reminds me a lot of like people from upstate New York.
Okay.
Like Cleveland and Buffalo.
Yeah. Same kind of feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just salt of the earth. And like he said, he'd give you the shirt off their back, do anything for you.
Broadway Joe, later on today, he's going to tell you who's going to play in the Super Bowl. And this is big. It's everywhere. There's contests everywhere. Broadway Joe is going to give you some prop bet tips. He's going to have predictions there. As a matter of fact, there's a whole list that I've gotten that Broadway Joe would like me to ask him, and he'll tell you, like, who's going to win the coin flip,
now,
who's going to get MVP.
Do you still do that? Because wasn't there 1 year you won big money on just the dumbest bet, or was it your friend?
It was my friend. He put a prop bet on. It was what year was the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl recently?
1986?
No, the one after that.
Were they in the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
after
they were. They were. What, Rob? What was it? Not 86. I want to say 2005, 2006.
I don't remember them being in the Super Bowl since they won.
2007, the Colts defeated the Bears.
There it is.
God, I don't even remember that.
2007. He put a prop bet down.
What was that, like Peyton Manning's first Super Bowl?
Yeah. That the Bears would score on the opening kickoff.
Well, and they had Devin Hester then.
And he was he picked Hester to do it, that Hester would score a touchdown on the opening kickoff.
I would think your odds wouldn't be all that great because he was returning them all the time.
It was huge. He made big, big bank.
What were the odds on that?
It's 2007. I don't remember.
But you know he made big bank.
He was in four figures.
Wow.
Because
I would think the odds makers would understand that.
The very first thing. It's not a kick for a touchdown during the game.
No, but I mean, as far as prop bets go, that's a smart bet.
And he made a prop bet 1 year about...
Prop bets are usually nonsense. Yeah. That makes sense.
He made a prop bet 1 year that the first score would be a safety, and he won.
So forget skill.
It's just pure luck. Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Do they have prop bets as to like whether a cat will get on the field?
Depending on which ones you go to, they've got all kinds. I've got a certain one here.
Because they've got ridiculous stuff that you would think like...
How long the anthem will last.
If the grounds crew was aware of it, they could influence things to make that bet pay.
What color will the Gatorade be when they dump it over the... They got all kinds of stuff like that.
That can be controlled.
Of course it can, but you, it's like Hi-Li. Hi-Li can be controlled too, you just don't know who it's in control for.
I don't know. Number four is such a natural with the Cesta. Yeah. He had to have thrown it.
Yeah. Here we go. We are in a different time in this country, and a guy who owns his own business can't even have fun anymore. Now, granted, we're in a transitional period in this country. Some don't find a fault in it, others do. Follow me, and I'll play the guy. The owner of a pizza place in Ohio called East of Chicago Pizza.
Well, likes, that's accurate name.
Likes to put up funny signs. He got into trouble for his newest billboard that told people to eat more pizza because fat people are harder to kidnap. There's the sign. People complained. People complained. They said poor taste, especially because January was National Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
It's harmless.
He said, I'm not bothering. You know, screw the humor. I'm taking the sign down.
I thought it'd be a good idea to put some funny signs.
I think it's cool as ever. I do too.
We pulled in and I saw it. Yeah, I was laughing. I said, that is just fantastic.
They're just advertising and trying to get people to notice them.
There I never even thought about it in that way. As soon as I thought it, because kidnapping is not a joke, we're taking it down.
I think a lot of people are going to be offended by it, but I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. It's advertisement, it's marketing, you know.
I never even thought about it as the kidnapping aspect. I just meant it to be funny.
Yeah, but you can't do that today. You can't do that.
It doesn't.
And it's a shame.
It doesn't seem intent matters anymore.
And if you were looking at intent, the most discriminated people against, they claim, are fat people, because people still make fat jokes. Nothing about the fat person can't be. It's the human trafficking, and we take that seriously, you pizza joint. What the... Speaking of fat,
no, I mean...
What?
Let's think about this.
I don't want to...
If it was the man's intent...
Yeah, right.
...to put up a sign to make light of kidnapping and what... Okay, take it down.
But he's been known for doing this.
Yeah, that's not it.
Funny things. It's funny, but it's selling pizza.
You're just looking for a reason.
Yep.
Any reason at all. Reason at all to virtue signal.
And he lost. He took it down.
That's what always happens. You say it's not worth the hassle, and that's how they win.
BJ's Wholesale Club, we got one right down the street here. You saw the whole thing, I think it was a few years ago, Sam's Club selling the mac and cheese bucket, but you found out you actually had to make it.
Mm-hmm.
BJ's Wholesale Club, screw it. We're just giving you a bucket full of Kraft powdered cheese stuff. Buy your own pasta, do it. Just scoop it out, pour it into your your pasta, and you can go and make as much mac and cheese as you want.
And powdered cheese.
Yep, Kraft. The stuff that's in the packet in the mac and cheese, Kraft is just selling it. You can get it at BJ's. I think it's $7.
Hey, Mom, the gang's here for lunch.
Ready in a minute. You know, feeding a whole ball team isn't too big a job have Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner handy. You cook the macaroni fresh in 7 minutes. And Kraft grated melts good cheddar flavor all through. Costs only a nickel a serving. Okay, boys, come and get it.
Kraft home cooked dinners, the quick kind you cook up fresh.
Oh, do I love jingles. So you for $7 you can buy a big thing of it.
You know, you're right. I've never known anybody that loves a good jingle as much as you.
I love a jingle. I love them. This is funny. And Haney and I know this because we watch local news and they try to put a spin on everything. Some guy filmed himself spoofing bad puns that local news anchors use and say as they're getting ready to do their next story. He knows how ridiculous it sounds, and when he does it, it's ridiculous.
Up next at 11, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house we blow. 3 pounds of cocaine were found. Up next at 11, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick faker. How you can tell if the wax in your candles is not. Up next at 11, one if by land, two if by tree. How a British man got stuck in an. Up next at 11, no shoes, no shirt, full service. We talk to the owner of a bar who has everything wrong. Up next at 11, sing us a song, you're the piano manatee, how one porpoise is using music. Up next at 11, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a drone, how one plan to arm canines might be coming sooner than you think.
You know what's terrible?
It's all true.
Even though they're on TV and their hair is perfect, yeah, and they're all perky,
yeah,
that guy's delivery is what I hear,
yes,
when they do it. Other people don't hear it. They hear them all perky, but that's what I hear.
Yeah.
And it takes yet another chunk of my soul.
Yeah. Oh, Haney, tell me what this is a sound of. I'll let Rob get in on this, too, if he wants. Both of you, take a stab at this. What is this the sound of? What is that?
You got a bug in my house? Because I know for a fact
Haney,
that's me.
Haney's sleeping. You are,
yep,
correct.
No, that was actually earlier this week when I had a stomach issue.
Yeah. Any guess what that is? Any?
Pig?
No.
Cow?
Rob?
Sounds like I have a Boston Terrier, the smushed face. That's how it breathes.
Oh, yeah. It's tough for them to breathe.
Yeah, they're bred to be defective.
Yep, it's true. Same thing with a bulldog, too. It's... everybody's favorite animal, a koala. Adorable koala. That's what the sound that they make.
So when your little girl, oh, I'd love to have a koala and I'd carry it around and hug it,
and
you'd actually be hearing this. See, nothing's nice.
No. What the hell?
And you know when you get a good look at them,
yeah,
they're not that cute.
Not that cute. I could use that and say that that's Haney's sleeping and snoring, and it would be pretty damn
I wouldn't
close.
I wouldn't argue that.
No.
Not like when you called me a waterfall.
Oh, well, don't even start up with that. A woman in Michigan, this is capable of anything.
Do you claim that you have no character flaws?
Oh, I got a few.
Then why did that bother you?
You were saying it as a punt in my direction to get a reaction out of me, and I wanted to let everybody know that you had a waterfall of character flaws.
Well, then I'd say it worked.
Yeah. Capable of anything.
As a punt?
Yeah, punted it back at you because you were gay. What a wine bag. Oh, my computer, my chair, my waste paper basket. Oh, come on.
Everybody knows I'm cranky in the morning.
A woman in Michigan.
It's not my fault. It was in the morning.
Bit off 1 inch of a guy's tongue while they were kissing. This happened on Tuesday. She was arrested for aggravated assault. Here's the prosecutor in that case.
Our defendant told our victim not to stick his tongue in her mouth, and he did, and she didn't like it, so she bit the tip of his tongue off, clean off. Off, gone, holding it when the police pulled up. I don't know the status of whether or not it was reattached, but everyone's alive, and we've charged her with a crime. You know, this wasn't a push or a punch or a nibble. This is blood, pieces of tongue, and in the police and ambulance. It turned crazy in a very short amount of time.
Mm.
I'm looking at the picture. I would just like to ask the gentleman, in all sincerity, was that worth it?
Yeah.
Why were you trying to kiss that?
I agree with
you. You find that appealing, do you? See, I picture that with the bare bulb, you and I in there, and we're sitting in the chairs, you know, backwards, where we're leaning on and just asking him a series of questions.
We, Haney and I were talking about this yesterday outside, and I love it that I got something here to talk about in regards to what we were talking about outside. Yesterday, Haney and I were talking about that it was Pee-wee Herman's birthday.
He's 67.
And he's 67 years old. And the incident in the movie theater happened
29 years ago.
And we said, why hasn't America forgiven Pee-wee Herman?
Arguably a comedic genius.
Hasn't gotten the work after that. He had a hit movies, hit TV show. Paul Reubens is trying to make a dark movie about Pee-wee Herman, where he becomes famous and develops a drug and alcohol problem that turns him into a monster. But it's been hard for him to find people who want to go down the Pee-wee Herman road. I dug up, this is what he wants to make a movie. In the 80s, he actually did a drug PSA.
This is crack, rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying. It isn't worth it. Look, everybody wants to be cool. But doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
That's bizarre.
Isn't it, though? But he,
did anybody ever think crack was cool? People would get hooked on it, but yeah. I never saw crack as being glamorous.
Wrap up the grab bag.
Isn't crack what you buy when you can't afford anything else?
Yes.
That's not glamorous.
Mean tweets. NFL stars on Kimmel reading their...
Let me tell you what's... You want to know about drugs and glamour? Watch Scarface. That's glamorous.
Mean tweets. NFL stars.
Hi, I'm Tom Brady, and I'm a crybaby, and I have a butt in my chin.
I imagine Patrick Mahomes' barber is a superhero who has to run out and save the world every time he gets halfway through Mahomes' haircut.
This dude, Travis Kelce, looks like the Notre Dame leprechaun.
Joey Bosa's nose is so big, it looks like he's been lying every day for his whole life. That's a good one.
Sonny Michel, more like Panasonic Michel so far.
Clay Matthews is the type of dude who farts into a bottle of Sunny D, puts it in the fridge, and then consumes it the next morning.
The grab bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples. When we come back, we'll take a look at the local beat, Stan's local beat.
I think we could both use some Pedialyte.
That'd be yes. Yes, we could. Yes. Yes, we could. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. About 47 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. We'll do Stan's local beat here in a second. But a few things that we need to take care of that we haven't taken care of yet in regards to yesterday.
When all our troubles seem so far away.
Oh, don't you know it. Rob, how was the breast milk?
Oh.
Yeah, he drank breast milk last night. How'd it taste?
Surprisingly very sweet. I was surprised. I thought it was going to taste a lot more bitter, and I was...
It depends on the woman.
It does.
My girlfriend is not the nicest woman, so I'm surprised that it was so good tasting.
She seems delightful.
She seems lovely.
It's all an act.
Well, she represents you very well.
Yes, so. She does. She makes you look good in a room.
I appreciate that. I need all the good looking that I can get.
Was it watery?
Just good looking, but with a smile.
Yes.
Very engaging.
Yeah, until that door shuts and then it's daggers at the eyes.
Do you know you're on the radio?
Watery, creamy. Was there any resemblance to cow's milk?
No. It was exactly like regular milk that you'd get at the store.
Exactly.
Except a little sweeter.
Yeah, a little sweeter.
A little sweetheart. What's that? What is that? Oh. There we go.
We needed this today. Hi. How are you? I'm fine. This is he. Hi. I'm wearing shoes.
2779600 if you want to call in.
Day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Yeah.
Could you be mine?
You don't sing it like him, Tom Hanks.
It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
Hi, neighbor.
Won't you please? Won't you please?
Won't you please?
Please, won't you be
my neighbor?
My neighbor.
Can I, a couple of things I need to address. One, we know what breast milk tastes like now. Before I get to my other
How much of it did you drink?
It was less than an ounce. It was not much.
Oh, just like a shot?
Yeah.
Well, you needed to have like a full glass.
Yeah.
I'll pass. To be honest, I don't know if she can give that much.
It's nice and sweet.
Well, all you got to do is know Stan knows how to milk them.
Yep.
Well, if you'd like to do the honors,
I'll
Big
tell
Stan.
You, well, I'll tell you how.
You get a stool and a bucket.
Yeah. I remember a long time ago, if a woman would hear a baby cry, not even their own baby.
Yeah, you could start lactating.
That happens. Her shirt gets wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you have to do is do like what you did for LeBron.
Yep. And then right off the bat, big baby crying, she lactates. Some guy just texted, and it's the second text in a row. And I don't mean to be critical, and I'm not mentioning any names.
You're not accusing them of being a waterfall.
No character flaws. Will you lay off of that? But
I'm not the one that.
You keep bringing it up.
No, I'm not the one to bring it up.
When you win a prize here on the Big K, it's a free prize. You get to go somewhere for free. This is not the Matt Mangus show. Matt Mangus
last
is on.
Last time I checked.
Yeah, last time. I'm not Houdini either. Matt Mangus is on in the midday. But it's the second text inside of a half hour that says, I won tickets to Disturbed with Matt Mangus. Are these field seats? Are these the ones where I'm going to sit on it? Do I have
field seats?
Yeah, because if you ever been to the amphitheater there, they have the seats, and then they have the hill there that you go and bring a chair out and you hang out on. See, there's the picture of it. You got seats.
Oh, and then you bring a blanket.
Yes.
And the girl thinks that's really cool until she sits there for about 2 seconds.
Yeah, and then ants get them.
Oh, look, we can have a picnic and we can.
Let me tell this person, and I don't know if it's a man or a woman.
I wish we had seats.
Don't wish it was a man or a woman. I don't know if it is. But you got free tickets. Now, if they're on the lawn seating on the hill, or if they're a seat, I know what they are, but you'd have to go and talk to Matt Mangus. you won tickets. You're going to the event. I don't care what it is. You're on the inside looking out instead of on the outside looking in. And, you know, don't get too, well, I would have preferred front row.
I would have preferred.
Yeah, please. Don't ask me. I just hand them out.
You know what, Stan?
What?
I feel bad, even though it's not my fault about the waterfall of character flaws.
You can't shake this. It was your fault.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Okay.
But
I'm not.
I forgive you, Stan, because...
You forgive me.
I forgive you.
You forgive me.
Because you are my friend.
Yeah.
You're special.
Lay off of this stuff.
I learned it a long time ago.
Lay off of this.
You are my friend. You are special to me. You know, sometimes...
Better get to the words.
Sometimes we have...
You're stretching.
Feelings.
You're really stretching. Get to the... Is there words in this?
Are you about to toodaloo me?
I'm about... Toodaloo is right about there.
Aw. You're special.
Thank you. You are too.
You don't mean it.
Last night, we were talking about...
When the moon was new?
Yep. I couldn't sleep. I was thinking about you. We were talking about question of the week, strangest thing you ever eaten. Last night, I went and had a buffalo steak.
You got it in your head.
I did.
That's what you wanted, and you fixated on it.
I went and got a New York strip piece of bison.
Oh.
And.
Well, so the bison was from New York?
That's the cut of the style of cut. It's a strip steak. New York strip. And I noticed, I heard it.
It's for you.
Toodaloo.
So you had a New York strip bison.
Yes. And
now it's a leaner meat.
It is. It's delicious. It was delicious.
Does it still have some marbling?
Yes, it has some fat on it. The fat, here's something, and I don't know if it's because of, you know, it's not meat that you normally eat. It had a layer of fat around it, like a steak would have, you know, to add to it. What I noticed was, as I'm cutting the fat off the side of the strip, it had the rendered fat from a bison smells a whole lot different than rendered fat from like a cow. It had the meat itself was spectacular.
Yeah, I've never had a bad piece of bison.
The rendered fat is what was different. Now, I didn't eat it.
You didn't.
You could smell it. It was on my hands, on my lips, from the rendered fat of the bison, and it's different.
Like how?
Gamier. It's got a different smell.
Would you say less appealing?
Because
when beef fat is cooking, it's dinner time, baby.
And my wife saw me cutting a little bit of the fat off, and she said,
"What are you doing?
What are you doing with that?
Let me
have a piece of that." I said, sure, you can try it. Let me know what you think. So she started chewing it, and about two or three chews into it, spit it out. Said,
So I guess that's the whole point. It's a good thing it's a lean meat, because the fat's no good.
It doesn't taste that good.
The meat's good.
Yep. Oh, it was delicious. Better be for a damn $34 steak.
Well, a $34 steak, you'd think it would be, you know, prime, excellent marbling.
It was the meat was tender.
But
it was
you don't want this marbled.
But once it goes, it was that fat ring around it. It just was different. It was different.
Because it's like when you have a well marbled steak, it's almost like butter with every bite.
It was butter. And to tenderize it a little more, they put a little butter on top to make it a little bit more tender.
So it's a naturally tougher meat.
It's a little tougher, but it was delicious.
You didn't bust a crown.
No.
Were you worried?
Yes. Yes, I was. Local beat.
So it was a little bit of work.
Yes.
you know, mastication wise.
And I'm still trying to understand this because I, well, it's a crime, but
it's not impeachable.
I've never heard this before.
Oh.
Local beat. Where are we? Oh, we're in Estero. This came right from here.
No.
Yep. And it's an act of thievery. Dateline.
You know, when crazy things happen in Estero, they generally keep it quiet.
Not this one. Crime Stoppers is asking for help. Dateline Estero, Florida. And I'll tell you where I'm confused. Southwest Florida Crime Stoppers are searching for a man accused of stealing more than $8,000 in jewelry from K Jewelers in Estero. They've got his picture up. They got the surveillance of this guy.
Well, that's dishonest. Why would you do that?
Detectives are trying to identify a man caught on surveillance cameras at the jewelry store located on Corkscrew Road. He was wearing a blue FGCU hat and a gray hoodie. The man asked to try on, and here's where I'm like, what? The man asked to try on a gold 7-carat chain valued at $6,499. Now, gold is based on purity. Your class rings and stuff that you get are 10-carat gold, not very pure. Then you have your 14-carat, which a lot of ladies will wear with their earrings and their rings made out of them. You get to the really good stuff when it's 18-carat gold. That's heavy gold chains and bracelets. And then, of course, pure is 24-carat.
And that's what Run DMC wore around their neck, right?
Yeah. But 7-carat goes, and I looked up before I did the story, goes for about $14 an ounce. How does a 7-carat gold chain cost $6,499?
Old world craftsmanship.
I guess so. So he.
See, I've been in radio my whole life. Yeah, I can give you an answer.
Old world craftsmanship.
Yep.
So the man asked to try on a gold 7-carat chain valued at almost $6,500.
By who?
By, I guess, the jewelry store. With a gold Jesus head charm.
What?
Which is valued at $1,799.
A Jesus head charm?
Yeah, the head of Jesus on the end of the chain.
So he's wearing Christ like a bobblehead around
Correct.
His neck.
Correct.
I don't like that.
According to surveillance, he has a Boyd tattoo on his right hand, a plus sign on all of his knuckles, and a big tattoo of what seems to be a Boyd on his neck. This according to Crime Stoppers. Check Crime Stoppers. They got a picture of him. If you're able to identify him, please let Crime Stoppers know. I have never heard of a 7-carat chain, and I have never heard of anything.
Of a tattoo of a Boyd.
Yeah. And the chain costing like $6,500.
Now, I want to be clear. I don't know this for a fact, but they're asking for our help. Crime Stoppers, if you haven't already, you might want to speak. And I'm not saying anything definitive. I'm just saying you might want to speak to the man. 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan. Not saying anything definitive. Just you might want to take a look. Because I think he might have. Mm-hmm. He was a coach in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were the Dirty Boyds.
Boyds, yeah.
And they Could like be. Gold jewelry and
what
tattoos.
What about the plus things on every finger?
I think he's doing that to keep track. He treats himself to a tattoo every time that he breaks a new statistical personal best on offense.
Give you a chance to win when we come back.
That's why I say, you know, it makes sense.
Jeez. Stan and Haney.
What, you don't agree?
Toodaloo. 96 carat.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. 20 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. Matt Mangus down at South Street today at 4 o'clock. He'll be there till 6 for happy hour. We'll tell you more about that. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Going to play a new game right now and a chance for you to win.
Well, it's not every day you hear a brand new game.
New game. Up for grabs, we've got Babaku Saw. We've got Disturbed tickets.
Well,
for West Palm.
We're both down with the sickness.
Yep. That's their 20th anniversary of the sickness tour.
Yeah. Thanks to your socializing and whatnot.
Yeah. We've got Nickelback and STP tickets. And we also have Everblades tickets. Here's how this is going to work. There are people, if you're throwing a Super Bowl party, there's going to be people over your house on Sunday. Maybe you've thrown a New Year's Eve party, 4th of July party. Maybe you've had somebody that was hard on their luck and they've come to your home. These are people in your home.
Hard on their luck.
Hard on their luck. You give them a place to stay. A recent question was asked on a national website. What's the rudest thing a guest has done in your home? Has done in your home. How dare you, in my home, do that? It could be like breaking stuff, stealing stuff, toilet-related issues.
Oh, I got one.
Grooming issues. Food rudeness, you know, stealing all the food and not paying for it. These are all...
I can't even give my answer, but I think it's a pretty good one. I might win.
But here it is. We want to hear from you on...
You mean like the most horrible, disrespectful thing anyone's ever done to you in your own effing home.
Now, you're going to go and tell us your story. We believe it, do we? There's three of us here. Rob, you're in on this. You're in on this one.
Okay.
We're going to hear you out. You're going to tell us the rudest thing that somebody has done in your home. And if two of the three of us believe you.
And we'll decide if you're Alan Dershowitz or Adam Schiff.
Right. We believe you. We don't believe you. You have to, majority rules. So if two of us believe you, one doesn't, all three of us believe you, you're going to win. If the majority is, we don't believe that, that couldn't have possibly happened, and you're making it up.
Now, how are we going to deal with the issue of witnesses?
We're not taking witnesses. It's beyond
that. I think we should open it up to the floor.
No. 277-9600. Again, I've got a couple of sets of Disturbed tickets. I've got a pair of tickets to Nickelback. I've got Everblades tickets. I've got Babaku Saw. You tell us, what's the rudest thing a guest has done in your home? If it is so over the top and believable, you're going to get yourself a prize. Let me give you an example. Stan, what's the rudest thing somebody has done in your home? I got a load of them.
It's not me, is it?
No, you're not. No.
Because I know there was that one time.
You know for a fact, and I've told you this, when I was living in Orlando, I had a party over at my apartment.
Oh.
And I still, to this day, do not know who it is. I got drunk.
May they rot in hell.
Yep. They broke into, I thought they were all people I knew, broke into my bedroom, went into my closet, and stole my grandfather's Hawaiian steel guitar.
That is an item that is priceless to you. That's one of the worst things anybody could have done to you.
Al Dole was caught by my father taking a bath in our swimming pool.
Well, he got tired of washing his hair in the toilet.
In the water, swimming around with floaties, soap and shampoo in a crystal clear swimming pool. This is what I'm talking about.
Now, that
about.
Might knock your pH off a little bit.
Yeah, you don't say? This is what I'm looking for. You're going to have people probably over your house. What's the rudest thing, with no consideration at all, that somebody has done?
And if you feel like you got to keep an eye on them, should they be in your house?
Precisely. 277-9600. If it is so outlandish and we believe it, by majority rule, between Annie, myself, and Rob, we'll give you a prize. Winner's choice. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Mark.
Mark, what is, thinking back over your life and having friends over, what's the rudest thing a guest has done in your home?
Okay, so I had a girlfriend who was in a band one time, and her singer needed a place to stay. And while he was staying with us, he was getting with my girl behind my back.
Oh.
And did you catch him?
I didn't catch him at first. I had a feeling after me and her separated, I found letters between them two.
Oh.
What did, if he was the singer, what did she play?
Bass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that. You believe that?
Yes.
Rob, you believe it?
I do.
Yeah.
If it was anything other than bass, I would have said it's
yeah,
a lie.
You're absolutely right. All right. You got a three yes votes. You got yourself a prize. What would you like?
The Disturbed ticket.
You got them. Hold on.
Now, we let him off pretty easy.
Yeah. We still got another pair.
Well, we need to interrogate.
We have to question and confirm.
But that was my main question, and yeah, it makes
and
perfect sense.
And if something doesn't gel on this thing, it might get a no vote out of me.
I would have totally voted no if the answer had been anything other than bass.
I'll tell you another thing, the rudeness. I was in high school and throwing a party over at the my parents' house. They were out of town. And was throwing a party over there, and let's just put it this way: high schoolers.
Your new stool's in. Look at that,
Richard.
Oh, that's really low, though.
Yeah, it's not that much low.
That's really low. You're like sitting at the kids' table.
Yeah, let me just try it out. Let me try it out.
That's it. I'm not buying anymore. You'll have to go.
No. Does it get any higher?
No, I don't think so.
Does it twirl higher?
I don't know. They said that it was 30 inches, but it's not.
Oh, man, that's a heavy-duty stool.
Yeah, well, for heavyweights.
Yeah, it's rated at 500 pounds.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Oh, I like this.
I know.
Hello, Stan.
I don't know. Richard. Oh. Richard, it's...
You remind me of Jerry Nadler.
Is there a box or something we can put it on? Like a step box.
Why don't you go bring home a pillow for your couch?
Yeah. Thank you, Richard.
Okay.
You're not doing this, are you?
No, I don't know that I can. I don't know that I can.
Stan, you are my friend.
Yes.
I love you, but if you do this, I'm just telling you I can't help it.
Okay? Understand.
I don't want to, but I'm going to steadily lose respect for you.
Yeah, I have to switch this. I'll do it after the break.
I can't take you seriously.
I know. Nobody can take me like this.
You wouldn't take you seriously.
No, I feel like a kid. Let's go to another caller. Oh, I was telling you before. My house,
this
my
is
parents'
so
house.
So unnerving.
So every bedroom was in use. Boyfriend, girlfriend, and...
You look like a midget.
I know. So a buddy of mine asks me, he says, can I take my girlfriend Lisa into your bedroom? And my bedroom had parquet floors on it. Beautiful. About 5 minutes goes by. She comes out crying.
Oh,
half-dressed. And him cussing. She vomited all over my parquet floors. I was literally in my bedroom with a squeegee. That's how rude it can be. Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
How you doing?
Hi, what's your name?
Frank.
Frank, what's the rudest thing that a guest has done in your home?
Sleep in your bed.
I don't buy that. I'm not, sorry. That's no. That's not the rudest thing. You want rude? You want rude? I got rude. Andy's got rude.
Beyond rude.
But he won't talk about that.
It's not that I won't. I can't.
Right. But it was bad. I'm gonna buy that. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Clyde.
Rudest thing a guest has done in your home. Stealing, breaking stuff, toilet-related issues, food issues. What happened?
It was about 15 years ago. It was a New Year's Eve party. Everyone having fun, normal fun. We have the end of it. Everyone passes out wherever. Wake up in the morning, my dog was gone. And she was pregnant. And
what?
They literally had stole my dog out of my yard. And it took us about 2 weeks, but we finally found her. But they wanted her because she was pregnant.
Who did that?
Did you ever find out? Was it a guest in your home that did it?
Yes. Yeah, they came to the party, and they actually were staying the night, and we thought it was weird when we woke up in the morning that they were gone, and they took the dog.
Oh, my. And
that's somebody that lacks a soul.
Let me ask you a couple things. You said the dog was going to have puppies. Was this a purebred animal? What kind of dog was it?
It was a pit bull.
And this guy obviously wanted those pups.
Yeah.
Did the dog have the puppies the 2 weeks while it was gone, and when they caught the guy?
Yes, we never ended up getting the puppies. The puppies were already gone by the time we found the dog.
Was he arrested?
No, they never did anything.
So did he just give you the dog back? Or?
No, actually, by the time we found out who it was and everything, someone saw the dog in the yard, by the time we got over there, the dog had already gone. And we'd find out later that he'd sold the puppies.
But you did get the dog back?
No. We never ended up getting dog back. But literally, one of our friends saw him in the yard, and by the time we was on the way back...
And no charges pressed on this guy?
No, because he didn't find the dog.
Wow.
So how did you find out it was him?
Our friends had saw the dog, and you come to her. She was pregnant. You know, she was as a horse.
Wow.
That's terrible.
That's horrible. Rob, do you have any questions?
What was the dog's name?
Dog's name? Macy.
Okay. Came up. That's a good question to ask because it puts you on the spot. If that happened to anybody's dog, they would not forget the name. What was its name?
Macy.
Okay. I believe him. Haney?
I don't know that I believe him, but there's nothing conclusive to make me think that he's lying either.
So is it a yes or no vote? I vote yes.
For
you know
me,
what?
For me, it's kind of a tie, but I would give my ties to yes.
All right, Rob.
I'm the same way as Haney, but I give my ties to no, so where does that leave us?
Haney said yes, I said yes, you said no. It's still 2-1 in favor. Majority,
so did that happen?
Did it happen?
Yes.
Honestly, we already voted, so you can tell us if it happened or it didn't.
Yeah, I said it happened, but it wasn't at a party, but it did happen.
All right.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That somebody would do that.
Yeah. What would you like?
They're disturbed.
Yeah, you got him. Hold on.
I was hoping he'd say, no, I made it up. People are capable of anything.
Capable of anything. All right,
I'll guarantee you, when that guy decided to have a party, the thought that somebody would do that never entered his mind.
Oh, but you didn't hear what he said at the end. When we were asking him if they were true, you didn't hear it.
No, what did he say?
He said, it really happened. It just wasn't at a party. So if this was like to tell the truth.
But was it, so
but
was it somebody he knew?
But it did happen.
But it was somebody
yes.
he knew. It doesn't
yes.
really change anything.
Yep. Yeah, that's incredible. That's why when
I mean, it's one thing, you know, for a criminal to do something, but it's somebody you think you know.
Yep. Same thing with me with the guitar.
Thought I knew everybody in the house. We all worked together.
You trusted
them
enough
to
come
together.
Into your domicile.
Absolutely. And I have a good idea who it was.
Who was it?
He was the... I can't remember his name. Because he was that much of a speck after that.
Yeah. Did he work at the radio station?
Well, yes.
Of course he did.
And he went... He was one of those guys. We were all 22, 23 years old. And he was 30 and was one of those perpetual college students that after he got a degree, he'd want another degree and didn't know how to go out into the real world.
Didn't want to.
And so he had a communications degree, a music degree, you know, just a liberal arts, you know. But he would go and stay in school. And he was into music. He was into radio. He was,
And he would see the value.
And he would definitely know the value. You better believe it.
Was he? Did he know it was there?
I don't think he knew it was there until he went through. Because let's put it this way. At that point in time, party was going out in the living room, in the kitchen, in the dining room.
But, I mean, you'd never said, oh, my grandpa used to play this.
No. Never.
So he was going to thieve something.
Yes.
It just so happened. Hey, hey. Yep.
Party was going out in the living room, dining room, kitchen. I was in my...
He's going through your house.
I was in my bathroom blowing chunks. And as I'm at the porcelain altar, I could hear my closets opening, and I just couldn't leave to go and find out who's in my bedroom. And next day, cleaning up, and I go...
And then you know you heard it happen.
Yep. Let's see. I got a couple of minutes. We can squeeze one more in here, hopefully. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, ahoy, who's this?
This is Vicky.
Vicky, what's the rudest thing somebody has ever done in your home?
So 15 years ago, when my husband was my boyfriend, I did daycare in my home, and one of my clients was in a garage having a cigarette. And it was off hours. I wasn't watching any kids. But I've been watching her kids for like 5 years. And my boyfriend went out in the garage, and she flashed him.
What the?
And he came in, and he told me about it.
You know, I'd ask the question, was it worth it?
What did she think was going to happen?
I don't know. But he was like, I was so grossed out because she had gastric bypass surgery.
It's like Fat Pat.
It's like exactly like Fat Pat. I mean, what kind of reaction was she hoping for?
I don't know.
How did you handle that?
Yeah, because you had a good husband. He came right there and told you.
Oh, yeah, he's very honest. We've been together 15 years.
God bless you.
And anyways, love him to death. He just, we joke about it. We laugh about it. He goes, yeah, it's the kind of people that are in your life.
But Haney asked the question, too.
Because she was a client.
Yeah, what did you do about it?
He was. I had her kicked out of, I had let her move into my house because she lost her house during foreclosure time with her two kids.
Oh.
I kicked her butt out, and then she reported me to the state. And the state came and visited me twice and said, there's nothing wrong here. Don't worry. We're not going to
come and bother you
anymore. I was terrible.
You know what? What a nightmare. And all you did was try to be nice.
Nice, yep. And then she goes and pulls that. I believe it.
I do.
Rob?
I believe it as well.
I believe it as well. Is that a true story?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like?
Do you guys have the pewter mug?
I don't have pewter mug until Monday. I have I have Nickelback Stone Temple Pilot tickets. I have Everblades tickets, and I have Stan and Haney Babakusaw.
What's Stan and Haney Babakusaw?
Oh, you'll love it!
Oh, you will love it! It's our own.
It's
special
a super
blend.
Condiment.
It's a super condiment. You will love it.
Okay, I'll take that.
You got it, sweetheart. Hold on. You're welcome. Jeez, that's horrible.
Took the woman into her home
and kids.
With her children, and.
Pulled that.
I don't know what's wrong with me that I'm still astounded by things like that.
I'm not.
I know you're not. Yeah. I wish I could get some of that.
Safe word in seconds.
Every time I hear it, I'm disappointed. I shouldn't be.
We're Stan and Haney.
I should just get used to it.
96
but I can't.
Rock.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. About 1 minute. If you can act fast, you got 1 minute to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. Budget. B-U-D-G-E-T. Budget. Enter it at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app or text the safe word in about 45 seconds to 45911 budget. If not, you're going to have to wait for 6 o'clock in Rob's show.
You know, something I've been meaning to thank you for.
What?
You were talking about the old-time NFL.
Yeah.
And going up into the 70s, where the Super Bowl champions would have to face the college all-stars.
Yep, Soldier Field, Chicago, every year. Went for like 40 years.
And there is not a lot available on it, but they had a 5-minute clip of the Dolphins playing the college all-stars yep. in 1973.
And nobody sat. If you looked at that, and I've seen it, Zonka played kick, Mercury Morris.
They were all over the place.
Greasy. Well,
Warfield, Greasy, yeah.
There you are.
And I was amazed.
They played it in the middle of summer. That was in July, following the Super Bowl. Yeah, and they did it every year until the Steelers, I think in 76.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Because they had a big torrential downpour there.
They started this, and the reason it's played in Chicago is a Chicago guy started it to benefit Chicago charities.
Correct.
And I'm amazed in looking at this, because there's your perfect Dolphins. And like you said, they're not sitting people. You've got everybody yeah. playing. And to think about that happening now is complete madness.
Yeah.
And not just from the pros' point of view, because I'm thinking, oh, college all-stars.
Yeah, you got first-round choices. They had already been drafted, these players.
Because when I hit the video, I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be the Dolphins against a bunch of nobodies. And I'm like, what? And there's Burt Jones back to pass, in the backfield with him is Otis Anderson, and it's like they're all.
And some of those college all-stars, like you're mentioning, went on to have Hall of Fame careers.
Virtually everybody they mentioned did.
Yeah, that's the way they did it. It was played in the summer. And the other one that I talked about was the consolation game to the Super Bowl, too. The runners-up.
Yes, I read about that and how the players hated it.
The loser bowl.
And it's so hard for us to believe now, especially right now, being Super Bowl week, where you've got a full-time NFL network and you've got ESPN with multiple networks.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what time of year, there's 24/7, there's something about football on. And they were explaining about that loser bowl that you were talking about. And they said there was a very good reason that the NFL wanted that done.
What was it?
Because at that time, the AFL had a network TV contract.
Yeah.
Very lucrative. A lot of times they do double headers. The NFL didn't. And when the NFL got publicity, it was still a league that was thinking about putting people in the seats, not eyes on a screen. And the only time the NFL was televised was postseason and all-star games. And so that was their plan, was that we have this loser bowl, we'll call it a playoff game.
See, I don't understand that. Because CBS had the NFL contract. They had it forever. And on Sundays, throughout the regular season, if you tuned in CBS, you'd get an NFL game. If you tuned in on NBC, you'd get an AFL game. Both networks had their games.
They said that the NFL really wanted that because they were guaranteed to have their game on television and publicized.
They'd get an extra game on television, and that makes complete sense to have an extra game on television.
I don't know. I'd like to look further into it because the way that it was worded was like if you wanted to follow a team, you couldn't.
Oh, they didn't have regional coverage. Yeah. Regional coverage for both didn't exist. You had a national game. The same thing with baseball at the time. You had a national game. The country got, you know, a Dallas and the 49ers in the NFL. That was your game. And to see how the other teams did, your team maybe, you had to watch highlights because the NFL also put out a weekly highlight thing with Pat Summerall and Tom Brookshire this week in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an extra game. NBC had a tremendous contract with the other league, but CBS had a contract with the NFL forever.
But that college all-star game, and I know the 70s were a long time ago, but it was still, you know, your modern game. And to see the Dolphins starting lineup in an exhibition game against college all-stars.
Yeah. Fascinating.
I understand why they did away with the game because nobody would do that on either side today.
Risk injury, you can't get anybody to play in the Pro Bowl. Yeah, that's amazing. Let's get you updated on traffic. Couple of things, Fort Myers crash, Gateway Boulevard, and Commerce Lakes Drive. And then we got traffic control on Sanibel, West Gulf Drive, and Tarpon Bay Road. Coming up in less than an hour, the newscast of record. Mark Haney, he is the news. What's coming up? Well, Haney's got the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will, of course, have some things for you you did not know. And many other exciting things.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, a woman wanted to motivate her child to take baths.
Yeah.
She photoshopped roaches on a picture of her kid, and now all he wants to do is take a bath. Won't get out of the bath.
That's obsessive compulsive.
He doesn't want roaches on him. Ugh. Thanks, Mom.
These parents are much, much more if you want. It might be for the best by the time it's on to you.
Okay.
All right. Laughter. Oh, it is so important to laugh. Yes, it is.
Say, Stan, you haven't come into contact with anyone that's been to China recently, have you?
Not since last week.
Oh, okay. Well, the incubation period's 7 to 10 days, so we're fine.
Yeah, Mark?
Last week.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
Stan?
It's...
Stan?
Stan?
Everyone? Yes?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Great. What do you suppose iguana tastes like, Stan?
Chicken!
Chicken!
Thank you, Rob.
Might be asking a little too much there. Well, folks, it's finally here, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Super Bowl fun facts.
Top Super Bowl fun facts.
Robert Kraft has already visited 12 Miami area massage parlors. You know, a lot of commercials during the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have the coaches calling timeout. There's a lot more downtime than you would think. Between plays, opposing teams generally swap stories about nailing a Kardashian. Yeah. The halftime stage has been reinforced to withstand the backsides combined of J-Lo and Shakira.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Toodaloo, toodaloo.
What?
Toodaloo, toodaloo.
Is that a drill?
That's only used in emergencies.
Is this a drill or is this real life?
And we're just testing the system.
Toodaloo, toodaloo.
I have the coronavirus as the perfect excuse to get out of that Super Bowl party you'd rather not attend.
Yes.
Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes is 24 years old.
Yeah.
Well, that means he'll play the entire game without ever removing his earbuds.
Why can't you ever do anything right?
Hey, hey, hey!
That tone.
Right, like a knife.
What is wrong with you?
Hey! Zing.
Just peace. All I want is peace.
Yeah, that's all.
Stan, you're such an idiot.
Tell me something I don't know.
I'm aware.
And that's half the battle.
Yep. I used to fight it. But the evidence is overwhelming.
Yep.
Other channels counter-program the Super Bowl with things that intentionally have nothing to do with sports, like soccer. You know how many boos?
Oh, there's a few boos there.
You know what? If you paid attention to the game, you understood the game.
Yeah.
Yep. That is.
Yeah.
All right. Jeez.
You know, that's the world's sport.
Now the world can. Yeah, it's a great sport if you're in fifth grade.
Oh, there they go.
Yep, I've done it now.
All right.
No coming back from that
It's supposed to be fun.
This will be the seventh Super Bowl for the 49ers, but fans in San Francisco are too high on Molly to remember the previous six. And, you know, San Francisco, they really got to prepare.
Yeah.
If the 49ers win, everybody knows what happens. Defecation and needles in the street. Say!
Again.
You know
I can't
what?
Win.
A pretty girl is meant to be seen. We're told that vegan chicken wings will be served at many homes of people who hate America.
This is funny.
Hey,
you son of a bitch. All right. And finally,
yes,
the very top Super Bowl fun fact.
Yes.
The winning team will be whichever one you bet against because you're a loser.
It does, Millie.
And that, my friends, is for
Albert, I left the building.
All right, let me try to get a couple of emails in. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Meg's writing in.
How's she doing, by the way?
Thank you. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I know this weekend is going to be a tale of two sports. My better half will be watching the Super Bowl, and I will be watching the Puppy and Kitten Bowl. The NHL All-Star Game has me in a pickle. The teams I root for are the Buffalo Sabres, they're in the Atlantic Division, and the New York Islanders and Rangers are in the Metropolitan Division.
Who's in the Smythe?
They don't have that stuff anymore. The Adams division, the Smythe. It's a little hard to pick which division to root for the game. Guys, have a safe weekend, and anyone that's going out, not only do yourself a favor, but do it for your loved ones as well. Take an Uber or stay home. Love you guys. Keep up the great work. Signed, Meg.
You know what? I think when it comes to All-Star games, the NHL has the best one.
They got a good one. I like baseball All-Star game. They get the most of them play, too.
The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. You were talking about our question of the week, the strangest thing you've ever eaten. For me, bear meat. It was not good. And no, it didn't taste like chicken. It was greasy and tough. I wouldn't recommend it.
Well,
Sign
I think
the Guardian.
You can't accuse Jesus. Bears of being dishonest. Because even when they're alive, a bear has its own unique smell.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't smell like anything else.
You can smell a bear.
And from a long way away, that's a skill we developed a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
That's a bear. No. That's not a bear. It's probably a deer. No. That smell is bear. I'll guarantee you this.
What?
Even if you've never smelled a bear.
You'd smell something and say, that must be a bear.
If you caught that scent, you'd go, we shouldn't be here.
Yeah, bad smell. Broadway Joe, his final appearance of the season, he's going to tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl in Miami and give you a little tip on some prop bets that maybe you want to go
the radio
and put some money on.
So powerful,
better to have an NFL
paint,
Hall of Famer
so
giving you what he thinks
by the FDA
than just going
for
all random
Stan
and
Haney on
96 for the K-Rock. Best.
What a liar you are.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Broadway Joe in just a second for his season finale. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? I got some prop bets I'm going to throw at him, and I'll go with what he says. He'll tell us the winner of Super Bowl 54. We'll also get you updated here in just a second where Matt Mangus is. All right, looking at the board, in the last hour, nothing reported. Last report of a traffic accident, well, I'll take that back, was about 42 minutes ago on Sanibel. West Gulf Drive and Tarpon Bay Road. Other than that, nothing showing up on the board. Matt Mangus right now, South Street in Naples for happy hour. It's every Friday down there at South Street. Goodlett Frank Road, Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corners Shopping Center in Naples. Matt and the gang will be down there until 6 p.m. Happy hour specials, live music, K-Rock prizes, and keep listening for more 96 K-Rock South Street concert events. But go on down there right now, say hi to Matt Mangus, get yourself a cold one, a bite to eat. South Street in Naples with 96 K-Rock. Broadway Joe. A lot of people may not realize this. Super Bowl MVP himself, but you got to go way back.
The name of the game is defense. The offense sells the tickets, but defense wins the ball game. And it will decide today's game between the Baltimore Colts, champions of the National Football League, and the New York Jets, champions of the American Football League. In pro football's family feud, the third annual Super Bowl game in Miami. Hi, everybody. This is Kurt Gowdy here at the Orange Bowl in Miami, where the 1969 Super Bowl game will get underway 30 minutes from now. All right, we all know Namath is back deep. He has one of the quickest releases in the history of pro football. Can Baltimore put a pass rush on him?
Baltimore, Kurt, has put a pass rush on just about everyone, so I don't think Joe is going to have that easy an afternoon. Obviously, Don Shula has built this great Baltimore defense to stop Joe Namath. You'll see a big rush, a very, very big rush.
The name of the game may be defense, but Joe Namath of the Jets stands for offense. Yes, Namath is on the hot seat. Most of the pressure's on him. The AFL Player of the Year must have a super game if the Jets are to become the first AFL Super Bowl champs. By unanimous agreement, Namath, the most exciting quarterback in pro football. Even on those rare occasions when he runs, it's high adventure because of his gimpy $400,000 knee. And because the name of the game is defense, the Colts are heavy favorites to win today's Super Bowl game.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey, hey, hey!
Did you hear me play that little clip from Super Bowl III? They didn't think you could do it.
Nobody thought we could do it, Stan. And, you know, it's so great to know that my entire life boils down to two things, and I'm so glad they happened in the order that they did. Number one, I guarantee it. Number two, I want to kiss you. If they'd happened in the other order, I wouldn't be where I am.
You are absolutely correct. Listening to that, I mean, before we get to this Sunday's game, what are your memories of Super Bowl III?
Well, I remember the week leading up to it, and of course the guarantee, but I did tell a lot of women I wanted to kiss them in the same manner, but it wasn't filmed.
And so it was all right. There was the rumor that somebody sent a gal down to Miami in your hotel room right before the game, a lovely little bartender waitress who knocked on your door late at night on Super Bowl Eve.
What?
Guess you don't remember that.
Oh, I remember it quite well. I just thought it was genuine. I wanted to marry that woman.
Yeah, and you often...
She did things to me that have never been done again.
Are you going to be at the Super Bowl? I mean, you're in South Florida now. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from you. Are you going to be involved in the festivities? I saw it down there. All the Hall of Famers are down there.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've got a little surprise for you, Stan.
Oh, you do?
I'm speaking to you today from Radio Row.
Row. It's Radio Row, Broadway.
Well, where I am, it's called Radio Row.
Is that down in Miami?
I believe it's in Dade County.
Okay. You're not anywhere near Hard Rock Stadium, though, are you?
No, and I'm nowhere near the official festivities, but my big surprise...
Yes?
...is I have with me a great young man who has one thing in common with me.
What's that?
We both had pretty good careers at the University of Alabama at the quarterback position.
Ooh.
He's a wonderful young man. And his name is Tua Tag.
Not even. Is he staying with you?
If you'd like to interview him, or you want me to ask him a couple of questions...
Yeah, would you be kind enough to ask him a couple of questions? I'm not that versed on Alabama football because I don't like him.
You want me to ask him then?
Yeah, ask him a question. You all right? It sounds like you got a little cold.
I'm not sure. I woke up and I had a little bit of a fever.
Yeah.
But I took a couple of pain pills.
Easy.
And it seems to be a little bit better. I know I'm teasing the disease.
You know, and this corona is going around here. Be careful.
Oh, there's corona everywhere.
Coronavirus. Never mind. Never. Go ahead. Ask Tualua what his deal is.
Well, he's sitting here. What a fine young man he is, I have to say. Tua, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show. And how does it feel to be here in Miami Super Bowl week? It feels great, Joe, and, you know, being around a legend like you, and, of course, great people like Auto Trader. Auto Trader is the only place to go when you need a car.
You did that because you promised him he'd get his ad sponsorship on. That's all the reason they come down there to that Super Bowl. So they're representing somebody, Broadway.
Stan, yeah, I got to tell you, it's completely star-studded here. And, of course, Tua is great buddies with Pat Mahomes, and I've got him right here.
Are you
kidding
me? Would
you like to speak to him?
Well, ask him a question, Joe. Ask Mahomes a question. I'm surprised he's hanging out with you on Radio Road.
Pat, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show. I know everybody's got to be wondering, when you started this year, did you think that you were going to end up here in Miami? I can't really say for sure, but DirecTV offers the best value in satellite entertainment, and if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be here, Joe. Well, there you go. That's two of the big names here on Radio Row.
They sound like they could be twins. You don't have to stoop to this level, Broadway. Everything's good.
Stan, I completely understand. It's a bit foreign to me, but that's the way things are done now.
All right, I know it
and
is.
And I see that, you know, even people with quote-unquote network jobs have to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're selling something. You ready to go and pick some prop bets?
I don't care if you're the biggest name in broadcasting. You got to shill. That's how it's done. You want to speak to the football players? Guess what? You're going to shill.
Yeah. I'm not asking you to shill.
I thought I hit a home run for you.
Well, you did. I appreciate you getting the big stars on for us. They sounded real.
Well, we want to thank you, fellas. Tua, any last words? Yeah, Auto Trader. Well, there you go. There goes Tua.
Okay.
That's what the whole season's head for Tua.
Hey.
Nobody cares now.
I want to ask you a couple things.
Well, okay.
All right. You've been in these games before. You know what it's like. And they got this thing, the prop betting. Who do you think, Broadway, is going to be the first team to score? Will it be Kansas City or San Francisco? First team to score on Sunday.
Well, I think really anybody's that's going to score, there's one thing that's important, and that's STP motor oil.
Jersey number of the first person to score, will it be below 26.5 or over 26.5? The number on the jersey to score.
Under.
Oh, okay. That was a straight answer without a sponsor. Appreciate that.
Well, I just had that.
Will either team...
You know, there's nothing comfortable about it. They say, Joe, just put it into your normal flow of conversation.
I know.
Well, when does motor oil come up when we speak?
I don't know. It doesn't. It doesn't.
But if you're going to STP...
Will either team miss an extra point?
No.
All right. Special teams or defense, will they score a touchdown?
Either one.
You can take either one.
Is that what you...
Yes, either one of them. Will either special teams or defense score a touchdown?
I'd say that's pretty generous. I'd take that.
All right. Who will be, whether it's a blowout or not, who will be the last team to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl?
49ers.
Okay. Two more I want to ask you. Total number of touchdowns in the game. The over-under, it's over 5.5 or under 5.5. Total number of touchdowns. Right there, you know, between 5 and 6.
Well over 5.5.
All right, all right.
Well over.
And will the MVP of Super Bowl 54 be a quarterback or somebody else?
It will be a quarterback, and it will be Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you just heard it right there, friends. Broadway Joe, are you saying that the Kansas City Chiefs, who defeated you guys in the AFL playoffs in 1970, are going to go and win the Super Bowl and defeat the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, of course, Dan, we all understand that was a different team. But there's only one team to trust with your auto repair needs. Okay, where were we?
Who's gonna? You said Kansas City's going to win.
Absolutely.
Final score of the game?
I think it could be higher, but if I just had to pick some numbers, I'd say 35-24.
All right. Broadway Joe says the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win Super Bowl 54 over the San Francisco 49ers. Final score, 35-24. Broadway, I can't thank you enough.
I wouldn't be surprised to see it higher than that, but that's conservative to
me. All right, is that the score you want to keep? Because on Monday, I'm going to find out how close you were.
Yeah, I think that's on the conservative side. All right. But, yes, that's what I'd go with.
35-24, Chiefs over 49ers. Would you...
Now, keep in mind, a lot of those points in the 49ers will be in garbage time.
Okay, so they might be scoring the last touchdown of the game.
Well, that's what I predicted.
Yep. Thank you for a wonderful season, Broadway.
You're more than welcome. And you know, when it comes to seasons and weatherproofing your home, you can really only count on one name.
What's that?
Allied Residential Services of Miami-Dade.
There he goes. Broadway Joe picking the Kansas City Chiefs over the 49ers, 35-24.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Amy, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic. 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob Show. He will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. And right now, you can go down to South Street and say hi to Program Director Matt Mangus. He likes to have his leisure time down there on Fridays from 4 to 6. Technically on the clock, but who's looking?
Hey. He's but right now.
Yes.
If you're driving around Naples.
Yeah.
You can pull right in there and he'll hold court.
He does every Friday. Happy hour specials, live music, K-Rock prizes. It's right there. Goodlett Frank Road.
Tell you about the time he played skee ball with Dee Snider.
Yep. Goodlett Frank Road and Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corner Shopping Center in Naples. He's there till 6 o'clock, maybe longer if he's really having a good day.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really up to you.
Yeah.
If you act engaged and you're listening to his stories.
Yeah, so if you get there a little before 6 and he's still there, tell him a long story.
There's nothing he loves more
than a long story.
Yeah, especially about medical maladies and whatnot.
Yep.
If you've had a procedure.
Describe it in detail to him, right, if you get there about 5 to 6.
His favorite subject is hip replacement, and he wants to know all the details, dish all the dirt.
So you pull a chair up from another booth and sit down right next to him and tell him all about it.
You got diverticulitis? You'll have his attention.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. of course, that was 6 months ago.
Yeah. Jeez, in the last few weeks, though, let me tell you.
See, what you got to understand is the intestine is connected, you know, all the way up there. And then you got your small intestine, you got your large intestine. A whole lot can go wrong, Matt.
Hey, that shoots right to the colon.
whole lot can go wrong there with, you know, with your bacteriology and your virology.
He likes diagrams, too, so bring out a piece of scrap paper and a short pencil.
How else is he going to understand it?
But if you're going to get in a conversation, it's just before six you need to do
it. He loves to hear about your maladies.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
I remember... he would not leave Stan alone and made him relive his hernia surgery. Yep. How many times?
At least four or five times. He'll bring it up a couple months go by. Tell me again about that hernia surgery. And please,
and he's just enraptured by it.
More details this time.
Tell me more.
Let's find out what's going on. He might not leave South Street till about 8 tonight.
And you know what? If that happens, he'll leave with a smile his face.
And informed. Three things on the board right now. We'll start in Fort Myers. We have a crash. 13,000 block of McGregor Boulevard. Also in Fort Myers, traffic control. Colonial Boulevard and Challenger Boulevard. And in Estero, crash. I-75 southbound, mile marker 123. It's the on-ramp from Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, January 31st.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
My favorite part of the whole newscast.
Oftentimes we'll refer to Congress as a bunch of crooks.
Yep.
Only one person has ever been elected to Congress while they were actually in jail.
Really? Recently?
Depends on how you define recently.
Within the last century?
No.
Oh, well, then it's a long time ago.
Oh. Well, Matthew Lyon was a Democratic Republican from Vermont. That wouldn't fly today.
No.
He got elected in 1798. He was doing 4 months in jail. Why?
Yeah, what was the charge?
He was convicted on what they call an Adam Special. He was charged under the Alien and Sedition Acts for writing negative things about John Adams.
Nobody wrote negative things about John Adams without paying the price.
Without a full rebuke.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He and Thomas Jefferson were friends, but they didn't see eye to eye on anything, and for years they wouldn't speak.
And you know...
And then at the end they spoke. Well, wrote.
A lot of people, you know, criticize the Alien and Sedition Acts. But get with the times. The Virginia State Legislature is bringing them back.
Yeah,
you're not. You won't be allowed to criticize the governor, governor-elect, lieutenant governor, lieutenant governor-elect, and on down the line. I'm not kidding, by the way.
I know you're not. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, died on the exact same day.
Yep, and they kissed and made up.
Yep.
We all know what we're talking about when we refer to workers as blue collar or white collar.
Yeah.
It turns out there's a lot more than that that you may not be aware of.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any other blue collar. Your wage earners, you're hard in the middle of it all working, and your white collar are your executives and vice presidents and all of that stuff.
Yep, there are other colors. You work for the government?
Yeah.
You're considered a red collar worker.
Did not know that.
And of course, your green collar is for people who are saving the planet.
All right. I think Ralph Nader started that.
He started a lot of things.
He sure did.
And he couldn't finish any of them.
Nope. And my dad couldn't buy a new Corvair. Unsafe at any cost.
And that deprived,
or at any speed.
And that deprived your father of the right to drive a Corvair.
He had a Corvair. He had a beautiful Corvair. It was a dark green, not a bright green. It was almost like a black green with tan interior. And that was a beautiful car. I remember I was very, very small, but he would drive that thing around with the convertible top down.
No car seat for you.
No car. Oh, absolutely not.
So
no,
he was driving
no seat belts.
A convertible Corvair.
Yep.
Without seat belt.
Nobody wore a seat belt. Top down.
And last
engine
time,
in the back.
Last time I checked, you're fine.
Look at me.
You're thriving.
Yeah, well, that's debatable.
Trying to be positive.
I know you are, and you're doing a good job of it, Haney. I'm proud of you.
42-year-old Sean Yoakum decided it would be a good idea to rob a store in Lafayette, Indiana, Tuesday morning. He decided to go the armed route.
Naturally, that's the best way, huh?
But he didn't want to use a firearm. He used a knife. Mm. So he went into the store, pulled the knife, and demanded the money. Now, the key to a successful robbery, one of the most important things is that when you're robbing a place, they have no idea who you are.
Right.
This immediately became an issue because employees recognized Sean immediately. Why?
Why?
Because the cashier, as the place is being robbed, was Sean's brother, who was familiar with him.
Are you kidding me? Well, figure it was easy pickings.
The brother and another employee, once they were aware that it was Sean, simply closed the protective glass around the checkout area. Sean was forced to leave empty-handed, and then the police got involved.
He looks like Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars.
Dead ringer.
He is.
Dead ringer.
Seriously, when Rob first threw up the picture, I said, that's Rick Harrison.
Yeah, if the guy didn't know that it was his own brother, I would have said, that's Rick Harrison.
Yeah. But his last name isn't Harrison, it's Yoakum, Dwight's brother.
Yep. Police found Sean hiding in an alley behind his home a few blocks away.
Like a coward.
He really held on to that knife, though. After several tasings and a beanbag, he finally dropped it. Felt like a good idea then.
Yeah.
He is facing charges for attempted robbery, resisting arrest, and a third charge on an unrelated outstanding warrant.
This guy just finds trouble. You don't look for trouble, Haney. He finds it.
Oh, he's actively searching it out.
Yeah.
That's right. It's me, Sean Yoakum. Where are you? Come out and face me, you coward. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Hi, I'm Jason. You're in love and want to purchase a diamond. You have so many choices. You may be thinking, do I wait till I'm back in New York? Do I jump online and search the internet? Maybe I'll cruise over to the islands. Before buying a diamond, you owe it to yourself to give Todd and me an opportunity at the Diamond District.
Jason and I have the largest selection of GIA-certified diamonds in Southwest Florida. All are priced at or below the most competitive places in the world. We've partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. We've traveled to Israel, Antwerp, and India to select our diamonds. We want to offer you the best possible diamond buying experience.
Come see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, it's funny how you and I will talk about something, and then something will come up in the news to support it relatively quickly.
Yeah, it's almost like our sixth sense. We'll start bringing up a topic, and lo and behold, and it happens more times than not, within a day or two, that person is in the news in one way, shape, or form.
Well, we were just talking about a friend of ours. And our friend is fine, but they were involved in an accident pulling out of their own driveway.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier in the week, no names.
And the whole thing was caught by their doorbell cam.
Yep.
And we were talking about how virtually everything now is caught on camera and saved. So if there's ever a reason, somehow something's going to pop up.
Yep.
You never know from where. So, this probably wouldn't be that big of a deal today because everything is saved somewhere. I think there's a government facility in Utah in the desert or something that saves everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean everything? Everything digital?
Yeah. See, it used to be, if you lost a video, it's gone.
Right.
Well, a man near Austin, Texas, by the name of Jim McKay, recently purchased an old VCR at Goodwill to use for a film project he was working on. And the previous owner, unknownst to them, had left a tape in the machine from 1994. Of course, Jim's going to see what's on that tape.
Oh, yeah, you want to know what that is.
Well, he was very disappointed because it turned out to be an adorable video of someone's son taking his very first steps.
Historic for the family.
Big deal to them.
Yeah.
The whole video was about 18 minutes and showed the kid's dad helping him to learn how to walk, and then the crescendo, the first steps. So Jim knew this would be important to somebody and wanted to see if there was any way to track down the family. Well, he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He opened his big mouth and ran to the local TV news and advised them to air the footage.
Did they still have a VCR to transfer it?
No, he had the VCR.
Oh, and then they cooked it up to their
stuff? Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But earlier this month, he found the family.
Aw.
And the kid's name is Tyree Alexander. He was 10 months old in the video. He's 26 now.
Jeez.
It turns out his mom called him when she saw the local TV news and said, "You're on TV right now." He says he was excited to watch it. He'd never seen it before. And he's extremely grateful to Jim for airing it for the world to see.
Yeah, breaching his privacy. That's nice. That's so nice.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Just heartwarming.
I've gotten thrown out old VCRs when I realized afterwards there was a tape in there. I had an old video camera, and I didn't realize until it was long gone, I left the videotape in there, and it was a trip to Disney World that I had taken with my daughter when she was very small, and I wanted to get her reaction on all the rides and stuff that we went on. Gone. Because I threw it out.
Well, I mean, you already know her reaction.
Yeah.
Hell, I know her reaction.
Yeah. Back in those days, she cried a lot.
Well, her general reaction to a theme park?
Whee! Oh, well, that, yeah.
Whee!
You remember her in the Barney incident. Remember our daughters were at Disney World.
Were you with me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll never forget the Barney incident.
And
I just don't remember you being there.
I was there. Who else would be there with my daughter?
That's right. Anything that happens will be, you know, significant to you, I got to be there.
And Barney, you know, was going and shaking all the kids' hands, and the leaves were falling from the top of the little room that they were doing it in. And Barney went up and touched my daughter on the shoulder, and it was like I had a wild badger on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Just destroyed it. And then your daughter wanted to go back and see Barney again, and my daughter didn't, and we had to convince her that it would be okay. Barney is good. You see him on TV all the time.
My daughter became okay with it. It wasn't so much Barney. She became okay with it when it was just her and I and Barney. And then it was like, oh, this is amazing. Yep.
And then, of course, you remember the clown incident.
I was there, yes.
Yes, you were there.
And that poor woman, she was nothing but nice.
Fruit Loop. And I have the video of that. And you know what? There's your daughter sitting on the floor watching Fruit Loop. And then I pan the camera outside, and I see my daughter out there just screaming at the top of her lungs.
The whole time.
The whole time.
It didn't stop.
It didn't stop.
I remember that day very well. You were not happy because your wife insinuated you didn't know how to grill meat and booted you from the grill.
And that was the very day we got back from New Orleans.
Yep. And your daughter screaming the whole time and the tension between the two of you. Boy, that was a powder keg.
Good times.
Couldn't wait to get out of there.
Yeah, it's so great I put it on video.
It's so good. Memories. They're priceless. Do I need to drop one?
Sure.
All right, hit it.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Yep.
Bill.
Captured it all on video.
Yeah, memories.
Yep, precious memories.
Yeah, you know. It's what it's all about, making memories.
Yeah.
Yep. You look back on that and realize what it was leading to, and you go, oh, isn't that heartwarming?
Yeah.
You could see it all there.
You can see it all starting to fester.
You know, the facade of happiness.
Yeah. Your wife telling you don't know how to use the grill, your kid spazzing out because you dropped hundreds for a damn clown.
Yep.
And there you are. I'm just sitting there going, why? I was so tired from all of our hard work we did in New Orleans.
Yep. Yeah, it was exhausting, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
A 25-year-old man named Michael McKenzie went to the Great Clips in Bismarck, North Dakota last week. Now, we should note that all involved seem to agree that Michael seemed to be drunk and was carrying a bottle of Fireball in his back pocket.
Right on.
Well, it was Michael's turn. He got in the chair. And a stylist named Samantha Gunch began to cut his hair.
Okay.
It was then that Michael informed Samantha, quote, I'm going to kill you.
What?
If you don't make me look beautiful. That's a quote. What he followed that up with was indicating to Samantha that he wasn't joking around, and he knew how to look her up and go to her house if his haircut did not come out exactly the way he wanted, which he explained was to make him look beautiful.
I see the mugshot she missed.
Well, if he'd kept his mouth shut, she might not have. Another customer overheard him and ordered him to leave the store. Well, that sounds like great management.
Yeah, sure does.
The other customer called the cops. And Michael was arrested for something they call felony terrorizing.
Ugh.
Now, told you we'd been talking about how many things are caught on tape now.
Yeah.
What else were we talking about?
Pee Wee Herman.
Well, we were talking about Pee Wee Herman.
What else were we talking about?
The fact that different haircutting establishments will serve alcohol.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that. Sure. You go and have a glass of wine and, you know, get a little finger sandwiches. And...
Yeah. I don't know that that's a good idea.
No, no.
Based on this, anyway. Look at him. You don't go for a haircut with an ass pocket of whiskey. Yeah. You only do that when I got an ass pocket of whiskey and a front pocket of gin. You better open up the door. I'm going to kick that mother in.
Yeah.
Oh, and sorry. That's the news for today, Friday, January 31st.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida most. Right?
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
Surprised it was Fireball. Looks like he was more like drinking vodka, doing things he ought not to.
Yeah. Seriously, I just saw his mugshot picture. He'd kill you.
Yeah, he drank a little whiskey, got a little too frisky.
Yeah. we're going to take a break. You got another one?
Yeah, drink a little beer, spread good cheer.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Haney and I, during the break, were just talking about, you ever have a conversation with somebody and you completely forget about the point that you want to bring up?
Yeah.
And you're like continuing the conversation. Please let me get back to the point that I was trying to make and I completely forgot about.
It just happened to me. You heard it happen. You may not know it. But when we were at the end of the newscast and I was talking about the guy that, got drunk and threw a fit during his haircut. And I'm going, we were just talking about that the other day. As I'm saying that, I forgot what we were talking about the other day and why I even brought it up.
Yep.
And I'm like, boy, you've dug yourself a nice hole here.
Your brain, meanwhile, is mini panic going through your Rolodex.
Oh, yeah.
Up there.
Yeah. There's so many voices in my head at that point. Not today, you son of a bitch.
Okay. Happens.
Well, who wants to pull the rabbit out of the hat? And that's as I'm explaining.
I know.
Well, it happened.
Yep.
What did that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Oh, there it is.
Oh, jeez.
Thank God.
Oh, it had something to do with... Oh, yeah. Drinking at the beauty parlor.
You still got a few minutes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Stop by and see Matt Mangus at South Street. Rob shows up next. He'll
and
have
then,
a
of course,
6 o'clock
I
safe word.
Picture like Mission Control in Houston standing up and applauding.
Oh, sure. You retrieved it.
Yep. They're hugging each other and crying. And...
it's the truth. Let's get let's get you updated on traffic one last time. Three things on the board. They're all in Fort Myers. Disabled vehicle.
Why do we insist on doing shows when we have fevers?
Well, a lot of times I don't have a fever and that happens to me. What's that say about me?
Well, that's different then.
Yes, it is. It's called onset Alzheimer's.
Hey.
A disabled vehicle, Fort Myers.
Could be dementia.
Alico Center Road and Alico Road. Fort Myers, crash. Buckingham Road and Palm Beach Boulevard, right by the Sunoco. And a hit and run, Fort Myers. 16,000 block via Solera Circle. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I don't like buying milk, right? They don't sell any other product that way. You grab a bag of marshmallows off the shelf, all the other marshmallows don't come at you. Milk, the heaviest item in the store, they sell on a ramp that's aimed at your face. I mean, pull 1 gallon off, 7 others slam forward. It's 2%. You wanted non-fat, but now you can't put it back. I discovered, though, you push those other milks hard enough, they disappear. In the healthy grocery stores, I never buy anything from that aisle of barrels. I just don't like how accessible it is to, like, bare hands or the air. Here's what I do, though. I go up to the most expensive granola, and I scoop it into the cheapest one. I'm the Robin Hood of Whole Foods.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Broadway Joe!
Hey, hey, hey!
Are you going to be at the Super Bowl? I mean, you're in South Florida now. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from you. Are you going to be involved in the festivities? I saw it down there. All the Hall of Famers are down there.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've got a little surprise for you, Stan.
Oh, you do?
I'm speaking to you today from Radio Road.
Row. It's Radio Row, Broadway.
Well, where I am, it's called Radio Road.
Is that down in Miami?
I believe it's in Dade County.
Okay. You're not anywhere near Hard Rock Stadium, though, are you?
No. And I'm nowhere near the official festivities. But my big surprise,
yes,
is I have with me a great young man who has one thing in common with me.
What's that?
We both had pretty good careers at the University of Alabama at the quarterback position.
Ooh.
He's a wonderful young man, and his name is Tua Tag.
Not even my. Is he staying with you?
And if you'd like to interview him, or you want me to ask him a couple of questions.
Yeah, would you be kind enough to ask him a couple of questions? I'm not that versed on Alabama football because I don't like him.
You want me to ask him then?
Yeah, ask him a question.
Tua. Welcome to the Stan and Haney Show, and how does it feel to be here in Miami Super Bowl week? It feels great, Joe, and, you know, being around a legend like you, and, of course, great people like Auto Trader. Auto Trader is the only place to go when you need a car.
You did that because you promised him he'd get his ad sponsorship on. That's all the reason they come down there to that Super Bowl. So they're representing somebody, Broadway.
Stan, yeah, I got to tell you, it's completely star-studded here. And, of course, Tua is great buddies with Pat Mahomes, and I've got him right here.
Are you
Would
kidding me?
Would you like
me?
To speak to him?
Well, ask him a question, Joe. Ask Mahomes a question. I'm surprised he's hanging out with you on Radio Road.
Pat, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show. I know everybody's got to be wondering, when you started this year, did you think that you were going to end up here in Miami? I can't really say for sure, but DirecTV offers the best value in satellite entertainment, and if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be here, Joe. Well, there you go. That's two of the big names here on Radio Row.
They sound like they could be twins. You don't have to stoop to this level, Broadway. Everything's good.
Stan, I completely understand. It's a bit foreign to me, but that's the way things are done now.
All right, I know it
and is. And I see that, even people with quote-unquote network jobs have to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're selling something. You ready to go and pick some prop bets?
I don't care if you're the biggest name in broadcasting. You got a shill. That's how it's done. You want to speak to the football players? Guess what? You're going to shill.
Yeah. I'm not asking you to shill.
I thought I hit a home run for you.
Well, you did. I appreciate you getting the big stars on for us. They sounded real.
Well, we want to thank you, fellas. Tua, any last words? Yeah, auto trader. Well, there you go. There goes Tua.
Okay.
That's what the whole season's had for Tua.
Will the MVP of Super Bowl 54 be a quarterback or somebody else?
It will be a quarterback, and it will be Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you just heard it right there, friends. Broadway Joe, are you saying that the Kansas City Chiefs, who defeated you guys in the AFL playoffs in 1970, are going to go and win the Super Bowl and defeat the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, of course, Dan, we all understand that was a different team. But there's only one team to trust with your auto repair needs. Okay, where were we?
You said Kansas City's going to win.
Absolutely.
Final score of the game?
35-24.
All right, Broadway Joe says the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win Super Bowl 54 over the San Francisco 49ers. Final score, 35-24. Broadway, I can't thank you enough.
I wouldn't be surprised to see it higher than that, but that's conservative to
me. All right, is that the score you want to keep? Because on Monday, I'm going to find out how close you were.
Yeah, I think that's on the conservative side.
All right.
But yes, that's what I'd go with.
35-24, Chiefs over 49ers. Would you
now, Keith,
thank you for a wonderful season, Broadway.
You're more than welcome. And you know, when it comes to seasons and weatherproofing your home, you can really only count on one name. Allied Residential Services of Miami-Dade.
There he goes. Broadway Joe picking the Kansas City Chiefs over the 49ers 35-24.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.